mother and the Hammy, the little boy, are sitting at the kitchen table, and Hammy has had to write a paper about my favorite memory. So the father says, is reading it now out loud, and he said, my favorite memory. And in the next frame, he says, my favorite memory about this summer is when my sister, and then he puts the paper down on the table, and he said, that's not how you spell diarrhea. Mm-hmm. And the mother comes in, and she said, let's think of another favorite memory. So, Hammy, that's what his favorite memory was about his sister. Okay, and the next one here is Zitz, or Jeremy. And Jeremy comes to his mother in the kitchen. And he said, Mom, can you show me how to make your famous Rice Krispie treats? And she said, sure, Jeremy. I've been making these since you were a baby. And she's got all of the ingredients out on the table here. And Jeremy's there, and he says, you're the expert. And in the last frame, she said, the first step is, and Jeremy says, well, that's not how I would do it. And that's the way teenagers are. They think they know everything.
Oh, he's getting in trouble. I would never mess in somebody's kitchen.
Right. Okay, and let's see. Pearls Before Swine. The pig comes in, and he's talking to Goat, and he said, hey there, Goat. I'd like you to meet my friend Wally the Walrus. He just got a teaching job, and here's the walrus, a great big huge animal, big fat animal. And the goat says, oh yeah, is it teaching what? And the walrus says, aerobics classes. And in the last frame, the pig says, well, they're short classes.
<I bet. laughs>
So apparently that walrus is going to have a little trouble teaching those aerobic classes. He's
yeah.
So big. Okay, John.
I don't know how I got through the interview.
I don't either.
Well, Dilbert is an engineer with kind of strange people skills. And Dilbert says, now I give you the dance of the adequate. And he says, I'm adequate. Yes, I am. Ooh, so adequate, as he's dancing and singing. And then he says, as long as I avoid contact with others. And the little human resources chief dog says, you are lame.
Uh-oh.
To Dilbert. Sally Forth, the girl is going off to school, and she says to her mommy, I can't believe school is starting again. I could have sworn it just ended. I feel like that guy who pushes a boulder up a hill every day only to have to do it all over again. You know who I'm talking about. Begins with a Q. Mommy says, begins with an S, Sisyphus. And the girl says, oh, well, maybe known as right. I should take better notes as class. She's going back to school.
Yep.
Well, let's see. Rose is Rose. A little kitty. Meow, 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 meow. Jumping up and down reminds me of our cat when we're on the telephone. Anyway, oh. Mommy and Daddy are necking on the chair and all wrapped around each other while the cat is looking and saying, another lap request ignored for no apparent reason. That's how cats think.
Yep, absolutely.
If they think. Family circus. Little boy is going off for his first day of school carrying his lunch while Mommy stands at the door and says, besides your lunch, don't you think you might need your books too? Okay, so that's it for the comics.
Okay. Well, now we're going to go around the newspaper and read from different